Lots of blue chip companies are now basically penny stocks. Banking giant Citigroup dropped to 97 cents a share yesterday.
That got us thinking. Let's say the New York Stock Exchange opened its own version of a 99 cent store. What could you buy there these days? You'd be surprised.
How about Office Depot, yours for 85 cents a share this morning? Over in the day trading aisle, E-Trade Financial at 65 cents a share. You won't be able to buy an actual Lazy Boy recliner in this store, but how about a share? 60 cents.
These days, a hamburger at Ruby Tuesday costs more than the company's own share. The restaurant chain is trading at 93 cents. Diamonds may be a girl's best friend, but friends are something the Zale Corporation may be short on lately. The cost per share there, 91 cents.
You really want to bargain and want to help the needy at the same time? Bailout beneficiary AIG is trading at a mere 35 cents a share. And checking out Tastier Waves, Quicksilver Clothing, a favorite among the surfing dudes, exactly a dollar a share.
And though the economy may be keeping patrons out of the high-end resorts like the Ritz-Carlton and the Four Seasons, shares of the luxury hotel asset manager Strategic Hotels and Resorts are a bargain, just 84 cents.
Okay, want to splurge? $2 will get you a share of GM. With some leftover change, it's trading at $1.86 a share. So, add all those shares up on your shopping spree, and all you'd need is a $10 bill. And here's your change. Day to Day is a bargain production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen.